You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters has proposed a new members' bill to be placed in the ballot, aiming to remove diversity, equity and inclusion, or DEI, targets in the public sector. The bill would amend the Public Service Act, which Peters and NZ First voted for when in a coalition government with the Labour Party in 2020. DEI refers to frameworks that aim to equitably represent certain individuals and communities not represented as much as other demographics in the country, in the public sector. The reception for this bill varies between the parties. Senior National MP Chris Bishop says if the bill were to be pulled out of the ballot, that the party would consider the bill as they believe in meritocracy, however would want a public service that is reflective of modern New Zealand. Opposition leader from the Labour Party, Chris Hipkins, says he would want a public sector that represents all New Zealanders. I spoke to the National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimmons, about Peter's members' bill and how she believes this will impact the public sector. I started off by asking how DEI targets work regarding the public sector.
Well, I think the starting point is to not see them so much as targets. What the Public Service Act requires is that there needs to be, among employers in the public service, an approach to diversity and inclusion, which means that our public service reflects the nature and makeup of New Zealand. And so really it's about making sure that if you are somebody who is not white or cis or perhaps born in New Zealand, that you will have an opportunity to work in New Zealand's public service, but also if you're a part of those communities, you will see yourselves in the public service as well. So it's really about making sure that not only are public services diverse and inclusive, but also so that people looking in at the public service can see themselves represented in these public institutions.
And regarding the proposed members' bill itself, how would you say are public service workers feeling about this development, about this bill?
I think most of them are seeing it for what it is, which is an attempt to construct a problem where one doesn't exist in order for New Zealand First to divide the community and provide political support for themselves. And I think it's really trying to target people who are feeling alienated or lonely or struggling with a high cost of living and giving them something to be angry about. It's self-serving, but it is dangerous because driving up this kind of resentment towards people within society is dangerous.
So are you essentially saying that this bill is only for New Zealand First's gain rather than benefiting the public service?
I think it is a political ploy by New Zealand First to drive division and resentment within the community. And it's actually interesting to look at the background to these kind of diversity and inclusion approaches. Actually, if we look at their history, we'll see that the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the terrorist attack in Christchurch had a whole lot of recommendations in it. One of them was to improve social cohesion and New Zealand's response to our increasingly diverse population. Specific recommendation within that Royal Commission report was for the Public Service Commissioner to report annually against the on progress against what's known as the Papa Pōnamu program, which is about growing the New Zealand public service capability when it comes to diversity and inclusion. So the Royal Commission specifically asked for the Public Service Commissioner to identify areas where the public service is performing well when it comes to diversity and inclusion, but also areas where improvements can be made. And I think it's really important to remember this background because actually New Zealand First is counting on us forgetting. But actually in the aftermath of what happened in Christchurch, New Zealanders from all sorts of political backgrounds said we would not forget, that we were committed to improve social cohesion, and this diversity and inclusion approach in the public service is a core part of that.
If this bill were to be pulled out of the ballot, voted on and passed, do you believe we could see any repercussions as a result of this?
I think there'll be a lot of resistance from within the public service departments to it, not only because they're committed to diversity and inclusion, but they know that having a genuinely diverse and inclusive workplace is better for outcomes and better for the public. So it'll be very difficult, no matter what legislation is, for this for the underlying motives of this bill to have effect in the public service. But what they will do, and what New Zealand First is counting on them doing, is driving a very divisive and destructive debate, a little bit like we've seen with the Treaty Principles debate. It's the same kind of self-serving political approach to divide the community, really.
Despite this members' bill only affecting those in the public sector, do you believe those in the private sector may be inspired to end their own DEI targets?
I really hope not, and I think it is telling that many private sector companies, including banks, big construction companies and others, are themselves embracing diversity and inclusion because they know that it means better outcomes and that they can attract a much more diverse range of talent to work for them.
We have seen substantial cuts to the public sector since this new government was sworn in, with roughly 9,500 to date. With this members' bill and these cuts in mind, are you concerned about what will transpire regarding the public sector here in Aotearoa?
Yeah, we're already seeing a public sector strained by the chaos created by the random cuts that the government's imposed. We know that workloads are getting higher, the expectations are greater, and the problems in society are more complex. That makes public service work more difficult. And we're really worried about the pressure that this will put on the remaining public servants who still need to do a good job, still want to do a good job, but are doing so in very difficult political and resource circumstances.
And what are you hoping comes out of all of this?
Actually, what we are hoping is that New Zealand First will see that this is an unhelpful approach, that it is divisive, and instead they should embrace the diversity that we see in our community because it's good for everybody.
That was the National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimmons, about Winston Peters' anti-DEI members' bill for the public sector and how this will affect the public sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.